So for me, it is. It's a big head space. That's probably my biggest obstacle, is getting my head around these times, because I've got so accustomed to running at these paces. I know I'm capable of more, and it's just, how do I go about doing that? How do I increase my speed without fighting my head, as well as not getting injured?
I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Gwane from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Breakno from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Viggy from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome on to this edition of Run with Coach Parry. My name is Brad Brown. Thank you so much for joining me today. And on behalf of myself and Lindsay, it is a massive, massive welcome. If this is the first time you are listening to the podcast, we had some great feedback after last week's podcast. And I wanted to ask you, if you haven't let us know yet, please, I'd love to know what you think of this slight change in format from the audio podcast, these sort of fly-on-the-wall coaching sessions. I love them, absolutely love them, and I hope you do too. So please do let us know. You can reach out via social media. You can do it on Twitter or Facebook, or just pop us a mail, support@coachparry.com. That's how you can reach out to us as well. And today we've got another one of those one-on-one fly-on-the-wall coaching sessions. Today it's with Janine Masary, and I hope you're going to get lots out of this one as well. If you're looking for a training program, I've got some good news for you. We've got a massive discount just for podcast listeners, and that's coming up at the end of today's show. So make sure you listen right to the end. I'll be giving you a coupon code so that you can get a big discount just for this week only, okay? On coachparry.com, we've got a whole host of training programs, running, cycling, as well as triathlon. And if you stick around to the end of this podcast, I'll make sure to give you a coupon code that'll only be valid for this week. So be sure to stick around. Enough of me yakking. Let's catch up with the coach and Janine Masary.
I'm going to start with the real basics here, and that is what you have done in relation to what you are aiming to do. And so if we take all of your times, your 5K, 10, 21, 42 marathon and comrades, I kind of put those into a little grid in a matrix so that I can get a feel for potentially where your strengths and weaknesses lie. So, the place where this falls a little bit flat, of course, is that it does rely on you having run your hardest, if you like, at each of these distances. Okay, so when we look at these, your best relative performance was your half marathon. So your 2:05 half marathon has been your best running performance by quite a long way. And it predicts that you should be able to run a 5K in 27 minutes, a 10K in 56 minutes, and a marathon in 4:23. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why I say it's your best relative distance, because if we look at your best 5K, it predicts a 4:36. If we look at your best 10K, it predicts a 4:32. Interestingly, your 4:36 points you to an 11.5 hour comrades, and you did 11:40. And to be honest, 10 minutes either way in comrades is still fairly close. So when we paint that picture together, what it tells me is that, and you need to just point out if I'm right or wrong here, it tells me that likely your best, or the race that you gave your best effort in, was the half marathon. It was probably the race that you were the fittest for. And then the carryover into the marathon would be due to either not quite doing enough kilometers to translate over to the marathon, or a bad day. However, the fact that your marathon then translates fairly well into comrades tells me that it's probably more to do with the fact that the kilometers were a little bit light, or the training balance not 100% right. So that's kind of an analysis of where you've been. I have a good idea of what you have been doing running wise, and the time that you've got available to train. I like the days. I mean, the four to five days for me is always plenty. I enjoy the fact that there is some cross training in there, and those high intensity gym sessions. Although with that type of high intensity session, we just have to be careful not to do too much intensity in your running, because then the two may clash predispose you to injury. And the last thing I'm going to say, and then I am going to hand over to you to talk for a bit and to ask me some questions, is that in order to achieve your marathon goal, we do need to get a bit quicker on the shorter distances. And to give you an idea of what you are targeting for that, let me just quickly do a calculation. So you're targeting a sub 155 half, a sub 25 5K, and a 51 minute 10K. So that's kind of where you want to be, to know that you've got the speed to get the job done. And then obviously the rest will come down to, are we doing enough in the way of long runs, etc. So fire away with some questions. Based on those questions, I'll then kind of wrap up the call and give you some advice of where I think you can go in terms of what you're currently doing. And obviously you've taken a sub 4 hour program, so that's going to address some of the issues that you have, or shortfalls, should I say. Okay, so fire away.
Right, thanks, Lindsay. I think you actually, amazingly enough, hit all your analyses spot on. I did probably run the hardest this year in my 21. It was still quite early in the year. It was quite up there in the early February. So it was on minimum mileage, and she did the 5, the 10, and the 21 all those times in that race. I've been pretty much, so it was all in one race.
Yes.
I've actually, all these years, in the 9 years I have been running, I've just been one of those plodders. I've never focused on time. For me, honestly, time has been irrelevant. I've had the privilege of running with my very old dad, who dusted his retired running shoes off and said, let's start running together. And we've had amazing adventures along the way. So time's been irrelevant, and I wouldn't actually say that any of these have been hard runs for me.
Okay.
My comrades have all been just journeys, and I think that's the main thing for me now is next year I feel I really should be putting on some running shoes to actually see what am I capable of. And from there, it's a big head space. That's probably my biggest obstacle, is getting my head around these times, because I've got so accustomed to running at these paces. I know I'm capable of more. And it's just, how do I go about doing that? How do I increase my speed without fighting my head, as well as not getting injured? So, that's pretty much. So, yes, my question was, with these current times, am I asking too much? First off, do you think I'm asking too much in such a short period of time to be going from 4:36 down to a sub 4? My first question is, that is 12 weeks worth of training just too hard on to try and knock almost 40 minutes off a marathon time? And then the other question was, with the program that I have downloaded, the sub 4, I see your paces for your easy, long, and recovery. They all seem to overlap in the times, your 5:35 to 6:47. Yeah. So how do I actually differentiate each of those into easy, long, and recovery? If you if I'm running at pretty much this, a similar pace.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So those are two nice questions. So let me deal with those, and then I'm sure you'll have a couple more. So look, based on your ability, and I use that word loosely because from your description, your ability is probably beyond what you have done so far. So if we just have to say, okay, currently where are we, and there's going to be no improvement whatsoever from following a structured program, then I really do feel like a 420 is very doable. And on carbs and whip, provided that the pacing is conservative, you should go under 415. So I think it's in 12 weeks, you may struggle to go under 4 hours. However, I think you'll get yourself close enough to it to know that it is something that is in your future. So certainly I think that 4 hours is quite possible. So I can see following a structured approach, even without actually doing speed work, just following a structured approach, training well, and getting in enough long runs, I kind of see you being somewhere in the 405, 410 ballpark. And of course, doing these high intensity strength sessions are ideal for the type of marathon you've chosen, because you're going to have nice strong quads. You're going to be able to withstand that eccentric load. The high intensity stuff that you're doing in between the skipping and the running up and down steps and the sprint to the other side of the room and back, those sort of things will also bring an element of speed. And so it could inch you much closer to that 4 hour, and you should have an idea of what sort of time you're capable of around 3 weeks before. So if you do every 4 weeks or so, either a 10K race, possibly even a half marathon 3 or 4 weeks out, and you really do give that a good go, that'll also then give us a much more realistic idea, and you can pop into the forum and ask a question. Okay. So now onto the training paces. That's a great question, because people try to look at human beings and physiology as these lines where one thing changes to another thing, and it really doesn't work like that. Okay. We our physiology essentially works on a continuum where we start it very easy and move over to running very hard, and there are kind of gray areas in between there where you probably still doing a recovery run, but you're starting to move into the easy run. So what I try and encourage people to do is to target more or less the middle of each of those zones. And if you do that, then it does make some subtle differences. And the differences are subtle. Like, I often tell people to go out and run a 5K as hard as they possibly can, and then the following week to go there and purposefully run at 3 to 5 seconds a K slower. Now, that sounds like nothing, but then the difference in how you feel is quite enormous. So small changes will make a difference. So aim for the middle, but just know that on a day that you are feeling really bad and tired and you think, well, I'd still want to do my run, you know that you've got the lower end of the recovery zone there that's available to you. So you can run very easy and still get some physiological stimulation that you are looking for, but at the same time it's low enough that it actually allows you to recover so that the next day you actually feel much better. However, if you do that and then the next run you're still feeling that rubbish, that's when I would recommend that you actually take an unscheduled rest day and run 3 days that week, for example, so that you do get in that recovery.
Okay, great. I think you actually answered my question with the carbs and whip. That's great. I wasn't sure if I should be going for a more flat marathon or if the downhill is a suitable marathon to try and go as close to a PB as possible. But I think, you did answer that one.
Look, I always have to say this because it is reality. You know, if you were chasing records or trying to get on a world list somewhere, it wouldn't count because it's a net downhill race. So
yeah.
when you get into a circle of pure runners and you tell them I ran a 350 and they ask you where, tell them Tops of Rip, they'll go like, man. But for me, it's often about getting the confidence to do this. So if you go and you do it and you get close enough, it gives you the confidence that next time you can do it at the Durban Marathon or Peninsula Marathon or wherever, you know. So it's about giving you the confidence to know that actually I can go for a comfortable sub-11 comrades. And that's probably ultimately where this is leading you to. So.
Yeah, I have in the past. I have managed to get that bronze comrades, and it was the one year that I ran on my own. I left my dad at halfway, and I said cheers. And the whole idea was to get that sub 11. I paced myself well for 11:45. Came in at 11:47. I mean 10:45, and came in at 10:47. And I must be honest. For me, at that stage, it was just the most unmemorable run because it was
all on your own.
It was all on my own, so, and that's why I just went, oh, well, let's just rather run with friends and family, and went back to running the slower paces.
Okay.
So I am excited about pushing myself a little bit further and hopefully, getting to that elusive sub-4. If it's then at Cops of Herp, like you've mentioned, then possibly in the new year, I think I'll focus then going for the Durban City Marathon or one of the Hillcrest or Marisburg Marathons.
Yeah, so I'm just doing some more math for you quickly because that really tells us a lot. I mean, that tells us that your potential based on that comrades almost definitely lies in a sub 420.
Four marathon.
And I mean, Cops of Whip, we can say it's at least 5 minutes quicker. So if we were not to really improve you as a runner at all, I think you're looking at a 410, 415. But hopefully with the bit of structure, doing the strength training, applying yourself, doing the long runs, going out at a conservative effort. Of course, there's a lot of downhill, so it's not really about too conservative pace, but it's about a very conservative effort, then I really do see you getting close to 4 hours.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Lindsay.
So I just want to quickly have a look at what you are doing. So look, the program will take care of a couple of these things, but I'm quite happy with those high intensity sessions. Those are a must, and you need to keep them in place. It's great that you have a rest day, so I also really am a big fan of that. So that's really good. What I would look to do, and the program, as I said, should help you with that, is to kind of get yourself to between 10 and 15 Ks on one of the Tuesday or the Thursday runs. And then your Saturday run will get you over 30K. So that'll build up over time. And you want to look at possibly hitting two runs of between 30 and 35Ks. That'll just give you that endurance. And then your Sunday run, I'm fairly happy with at about that 15, that around, it can maybe be 15 to 18Ks, but I'm actually, the Sunday run is all right. As I said, following the program, you should nail all of those kind of landmarks, if you like, and then there'll be a bit of variety coming in from those strength sessions. And so I think you've got a good balance to give yourself a really good shot at Cops of Whip.
Great. Thank you. I really appreciate the time that you've taken to chat to me. It has given me confidence and motivation, so I appreciate it. Thank you.
Cool. Keep popping into the forum. Let us know how you are going.
I will.
And definitely let us know how the actual race goes. That'll be the important one.
Great. I will. Thank you very much, Lindsay. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Cheers, Janine.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you got lots out of that session with Lindsay and Janine. I know I did. Took lots and lots of notes. And as I mentioned at the top of this podcast, we've got a whole bunch of training programs. We've got a few more being added as well. If you are riding the Telkom 947 Cycle Challenge this year, we're going to be having some time-specific training programs put up on the website in the next week or so. So make sure you check out those. If you are riding and you're looking to ride a sub-4 or a sub-5, also check out our sister podcast, Ride with Coach Parry, our cycling coach, Devlin Eden, answering your cycling questions. But I mentioned that I was going to have a coupon code for you this week. And this week's discount, just for this week only, okay, is 50% off one of our training programs, our time-specific training programs, the 10K, the 21, or the 42. All you need to do is use the discount coupon, the word podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T. That's podcast. You'll get 50% off this week only, okay? So go check those out. And the timing is perfect. If you are running Soweto Marathon, you can get 50% off a Soweto Marathon training program right now, or Kaapse Hoop, or New York Marathon. So, yeah, go check that out. That's podcast for 50% off. And speaking of Soweto Marathon, the draw is happening for our winner in just a few hours' time as we release this. So if you haven't entered that competition yet, the URL to get to is coachparry.com/Soweto. You can enter, you get yourself a training program as well as a one-on-one coaching session with a coach to make sure that you run your best Soweto Marathon ever. It could be for the 10, the 21, or the full marathon. So that's coachparry.com/Soweto is where you can get all the details. And if you're looking for training programs, coachparry.com/training. That's where you will find our training programs. Until next week, from myself, Brad Brown, cheers.